So there are three chapters of the exhibition, or three parts of the exhibition. It is The War Machine, which is one of the more famous writings of these two philosophers, Nomadology. The War Machine is a kind of a book that left an imprint in the 70s and is really discussing the relationship of, let's say, Western powers and the state with non-Western nomad communities, that they were very interesting for Deleuze and Guattari. And I think it's quite interesting to think of those nomad communities today as well. And what do we consider the ones that move? Who are the ones that move? You know, those could be the migrants, the refugees, you know, cosmopolitans, etc., etc. So on the first part of the exhibition, we're really introducing this kind of change from the machine to machinations, and then the first chapter, which is The War Machine, really explains also the period where these writings happen of Deleuze and Guattari, and what is changing in relationship to the powers of Europe. So we have a lot of decolonization processes, a lot of states from the African and Asian continent are becoming free. And then the second part of the exhibition, where we're at the moment, is the Schizomachine, which is another quite important chapter of the research of Deleuze and Guattari's work, where they're really describing and following on Foucault's ideas in relationship to sanity, non-sanity, the power structures of the institutions, let's say hospitals, policing, etc., etc., and how they, affect the soul of society. And the third chapter is the cinema machines of care, a way of really looking into the idea structures of the thinking of these two French intellectuals, but to also reference a very specific work that is part of the exhibition, where actually this this third chapter took its name from, which is the cinema of care of Beccolo, which we will be seeing further on. I mean, for us it's extremely important, and I think I have to say, as an international curator that has been invited to participate in this project, Spain should be very happy with Reina Sofía, because it's really a museum that connects itself to the place where it is. And I think these are very, very important questions. Spain and Greece, where I'm originally from, we really share a common history of a very big crisis that we both lived together these last 10 years. And I think concepts that reflect to migratory movements that have been increasing since 2015, as well as the stress under which our societies have been living because of financial instabilities that have increased also mental health issues, as well, of course, as the fact that there is, an increase in intake medicine because of all these questions. I think these are questions that are reflected in the exhibition.